following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. You get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, man, just want to say thanks for helping me move.
Whoa, are you giving me a thank you present?
What? Guys don't give guys thank you presents. These are just the new loaded cheddar and bacon potato skin ruffles. They taste like actual delicious potato skins, melted cheese and all.
So they're not a thank you present?
Of course not. Wait, are you crying?
No, it's just the nicest non-thank you present I've ever gotten.
Ruffles. Snack like you mean it.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. I guess they go in threes. You know, you had Big Daddy, then you got Skip Berry, then you got Kevin Kugler. They're all leaving. Radio will never be the same in the state of Nebraska. And we're glad you're along with us for today's Doug and Daddy Show. It is the final Doug and Daddy Show for Daddy. Because he's too good for us now. Ooh, I got things to do.
I'm too cool for
you guys. Ooh. You can email us. You can call us. We'd love to have your calls today. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Email us. Facebook us. Call us with your favorite Doug and Daddy moment or just Daddy moment. And we went through a few of those this week already. And if I've missed a couple of them, I'm sorry. Some of them text. Some of them email me personally. Some of them leave messages. Some of them we can't talk about on the air. But they're all fun. And that's what the hour's for here today. Tomorrow, a best of Doug and Daddy. And then we get into July. It's 4th of July week. Then it's Big Ten Media Days. We'll do our 12 teams in 12 days throughout the month of July, leading us up to Chicago. And yes, folks, we are doing the hot dog eating contest. And mark your calendar for Friday, July 13th, once again at the Hilltop Mall. We've been setting records with participants and number of dogs eaten every year. And we'll get through those rules here. But I want to let you know, if you want to be in the hot dog contest, folks, we had pretty much about as many as we could have last year. We had a slow filtering of those that told us they were going to be there. There on the day of the event, we had two times as many folks as told us they were going to show up, and that's great. That's fine. But we can't have 50 people. We can't have 100 people. We need to keep it around that 20 that we had last year. So we'll be getting a hold of the defending champion and the folks that were in the field last year. But if you want to be in, email the Doug and Daddy Show. We'd love to have you in. As long as you can put down a few dogs, it doesn't matter. Two or three or 16 or 17, whatever. If you're in to win, fine. If you're in to have fun, fine. There's going to be great prizes, even better prizes every year. And that's coming up Friday, July the 13th at the Hilltop Mall. But email the program so we can get you in, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Plus, we got to have a number of wieners to cook, too. I mean, you can't just...
Carrie needs to know.
Yes, we do. And at one time last year, we're on a pace that we're looking at things going, holy smokes, we got enough hot dogs here? No, we did, because some people crash and burn, but always a fun day. Always a fun day, and everybody looks forward to that. But a lot of people, even more so than the hot dog eating contest, I'll be honest with you, Doug, I think when we started doing 12 teams in 12 days, ending with the Husker Roundtable, that's what people look forward to, because then when you head off to Big Ten Media Days, it is football season. And the week after that, high school kids will start practice. 10 days after that, high school kids will all be on the field, and it is fall, and officially football season will begin.
And speaking of football, that's our first caller on the Doug and Daddy Show here today. As usual, there's really no rhyme or reason to the number of guests or who we're having on at what time. We're winging it today because that's what made this show famous. And you know what? They'll be getting on the football fields here. They'll be getting on the football fields in Lincoln. They'll be getting on the football fields at Neely Oakdale. Tyler Legate joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tyler, good morning. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Back home working right now. Thrill told me to call and said this is Daddy's last show, so I had to.
Well, buddy, it's real nice to hear your voice. So tell the folks what you're doing now. You say you're back home on the farm. Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm back home actually helping the cloth construction up here, moving dirt up here for a CVA plant.
You're going to be
I'm sitting in a dozer right now.
Okay. So. Okay, you're part of this football team. We were just talking 12 teams in 12 days, and as we get closer to Big Ten Media Days, what do you think of the Huskers? We got a chance to win this Legends Division and go to the championship game?
I think we do, yeah. I think the game will be better. Sorry, it's kind of loud right now. But I think they do. I think they got a great – our offense will be better. Our defense will be better with new coaches and stuff. And I think obviously with Donner there, our special teams will be good too. So I'm pretty excited about it here in a second here. I've got to do this real quick.
Tyler Legate is with us. We'll give him a minute there. He's working. It's Daddy's last day. He's keeping busy, and who knows who else is going to join us on the show today. But Tyler Legate is with us. And, Daddy, maybe we talk about a lot of the times the first time people meet you. When was the first time you met Tyler? Was it at the championship game?
It was at the championship game. You know what? We're in Dallas on the field, actually, and Thorell brings him by. And for some reason, a running back and a defensive back, they're just buddies, too, and they're walking off the field. And Lance said something to me. And I know that was one of the finest moments, because we were in the Big 12 championship game. Didn't end the way you wanted it to, Tyler, but obviously getting to go to Dallas and play Oklahoma, that had to be one of the highlights of your career.
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, obviously, like to have won that game, but even in the year after that too, or the year before that, I think in Texas. But it didn't happen. I had fun down there, and I'm glad I got to meet you guys. And good luck with everything too.
Hey, thanks, buddy. And actually, thinking back to that Oklahoma game, that was mostly your fault, because the offense couldn't score any points, and you were a big part of that. So I'm going to hold you responsible. Is that all right?
Hey, I'll take the blame.
Tyler, it's Tyler, it's summertime. You know, enjoy your time at the lake and enjoy the work. We'll see you soon, and you know, keep everything on.
Hey, thanks, guys. You guys keep it going.
Thanks, buddy. Tyler Legate, Nebraska, former Nebraska fullback, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. It is Daddy's last day. Love to hear from you, so give us a buzz, and let's go back to the phone line. Let's go to Omaha. And he is the prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald, Stu Pospisil, who has had some good bantering with Daddy and has special Daddy. Here's one of the folks that knew Daddy before Daddy was Daddy. Is that correct, Stu? Good morning.
This is true. You know, Daddy leaving this job, I can't believe it. You know, I've got some possibilities for him if, you know, this new job doesn't work out. He could become a fact checker for the NCAA, but he can make sure his record's still in there every year.
Oh, that's good stuff, Stu.
A professional volleyball player?
You and Jenny Kropp, sand volleyball.
That would be great. I would be very, very heavy for Jenny Kropp to carry, but I don't think her back is that heavy. But
and Jell-O taster.
That has something to do with college, doesn't it, Daddy?
I think there might be a side weeks. Note with the vodka in there.
That's 6 weeks of college. That was awesome. Oh, Stuart, what's your favorite Daddy moment?
Oh, boy, I don't know. I still would like to have been there the night that he actually got the 50 volleyballs over the net. I'm sure he was sweating big time.
Stu, we've had some good times. They are not going to stop. I told somebody the other day, nobody died. Nobody's moving. I'm still going to be around. I just get different avenue in life, a different plan. So, buddy, I appreciate you being a friend of the program and a friend of mine.
You know, I don't know. You know, I just saw in the paper this morning Kevin Kugler's leaving the zone.
I know, and I've been trying to delve into this. I believe there is no connection. Daddy has not said that that's what he's doing, but who knows?
Well, but you know, maybe Kugler's looking for bigger and better things in the central part of the state too.
Well, obviously, if he wants to come to a better program, this would be the place to be. There's no doubt about that.
I will still send you that list of possible guest hosts or interims, like for Kelly Ripon.
I said they haven't replaced Regis. If they can't replace Regis, imagine how hard it's going to be to replace Daddy.
Well, and Daddy's at least double Regis.
Pay scale, yeah.
Hey, Stu, I want to ask you, because you're in Omaha, and Omaha's captivated, I believe, or a lot of Omaha is talking about the swimming. Michael Phelps wins his heat last night. He's in the 14th heat. They take two people to the Olympics. What the hell's going on down there?
As far as...
Well, why would there be 140 people? I mean, some of those people have no... I would say 120 of those people have no business getting in the pool. Could I sign up and do that the next time?
Find that bird!
Well, there'd be a lot of water displacement to begin with. Maybe the U.S. Swim Committee has, drank the water here supplied by the NSAA membership that decided to enlarge the swimming. The state meet is now going to four heats instead of three. And I'll tell you what, there's only about six who can swim.
And they all get medals.
That's a whole other program, and Daddy, you'll have to listen to that one at some point. But I don't, that they brought 1,800 athletes into Omaha. And what are they going to have, a 36-person team? Something like that, men and women? And, Locke and Phelps are going to be able to fill up a lot of those berths. So I don't know. I mean, it generates a lot of income for the city, and maybe it does for the U.S. Swimming Committee, too.
Well, Stuart, hey, buddy, we appreciate you giving us a call, and we will, of course, like we tell the folks, Doug and Daddy's show isn't going anywhere in the near future, so we'll continue to have you on the program, and before you know it, we'll be talking high school football again.
Yes, it's just around the corner, isn't it?
So let me get
through a little bit of golf first. And I will share this with you. Riley Reinertsen of Gibbon knocked off Carson Shockey this morning.
He came back?
And he's in the semifinals this afternoon.
Heck of a rally. He was three down last I looked late in the match.
He was four down, and I think he won five of the last six.
Atta baby!
Well, there's a local kid moving on.
He gets number one, Kevin Stonick, the defending champion in the semifinals.
And playing
this afternoon
on his home course, and Riley did not have the strong start he had yesterday, where he had four birdies and five birdies on the front nine in his first two rounds. I think I don't know if he had a birdie this morning, and he still won. So if he gets hot this afternoon, it could be a real scorcher, pun intended, because it's going to be hot here too.
I haven't had four birdies and nine holes in. Lord, ever. Never. Ever. In the history of the world.
Even putt-putt? No wee? No.
Never. Never.
That's no just, golden tee?
No golden tee. I'm terrible at that, too. Ask Duda. He always wants to play me for money.
Hey, Duda found something he can win at.
Okay. Stuart, thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon.
You're welcome. See you soon.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Give us a call. Give us an email to the Dent Popper inbox. Jordan in Kearney says, thanks for everything, Daddy. It's been a pleasure to listen to you over the years. It's a good thing we never kept track of how long it was. But what is it, 7 years?
Six or seven.
It began in August, so you just about made it the complete rotation. Let's go back to the phone lines here as folks continue to call in on the Doug and Daddy Show. I mean, if anyone, I think you retire this. A lot of people wear 23 around because it was Michael Jordan. Not around here, baby. We wear 23 because it's Lance Sorrell who joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Lance, what's up, man? Uh-oh, we might have got bad cell area with Lance. We'll have to try Lance back. Lance is out there working as well. We'll try Lance back. While we try Lance back, let's take a break, Jeffrey. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show, Daddy's Final, after this.
Capture and share the action of the X Games with the Sony NEX5N. It's DSLR quality from a camera that fits in your pocket. With the interchangeable lens system, you'll always be able to capture what inspires you, no matter where you're sitting, and record all of the madness in full 1080 HD video. From X Games action to stunning scenery to fun with your friends, the NEX 5N's full-size sensor will get you large, beautiful images every time. Head over to Sony.com/NEX to learn more.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-226-8184. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-226-8184.
Major League Baseball on ESPN Radio. We head to L.A. for a showdown between two of the National League's best.
That one driven well right field. Turning, looking, going. Home run the opposite way for David Wright.
David Wright and the Mets face the NL West leading Dodgers.
Pick it up, step on the bag at third, throw to first, double play.
It's the Mets and Dodgers, Saturday and Sunday night, Major League Baseball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The side of the head, and there sweeps his leg out with that leg kick.
Text HIVGI to 90210 for chances to win RFA 3 tickets for Saturday night in Kearney. If you're already an ESPN Superstation Hy-Vee Mobile Rewards Club member, you need do nothing more than wait for your invitation to call Thursday and Friday. If you're not yet a member and you want a chance to win, just text HIVGI to 90210 from Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop as we head through the day today with a spotty chance for a storm late. Highs reach about 96 with a northeast wind developing at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll head back to a low of 72. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 81.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're rolling along here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Lance Thorell's back with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as he's all over the world being cool. Lance, thanks, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, not much. What are you guys up to?
Well, we're just rolling through another hour, taking you up to the lunch hour, so you can go home to mom's and eat some, probably another feast today.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, some green beans with bacon.
Creamy.
I hope so. Hopefully you can get me out of the field here. Let's hope.
Lance, what's your favorite daddy memory?
Well, I got a bunch of them, but let's see. The first one was probably, I'm lined up for kickoff coverage. I don't remember what game it was down there in Lincoln, and we're jumping around, getting the crowds going nuts, and we're getting ready for the opening kickoff, and I happened to look to the sideline, and who else would be there besides Daddy just staring at me right at the 30-yard line, just acting like he's getting ready to line up with us. So
I'm like, in his flip-flops.
I'm like, I couldn't believe it, so I was like, what more motivation can I have than that? And he throws me the bones and told me to go kill someone, so that was all I needed right there. But my second favorite moment was probably the Michigan State game this last year. When I got my interception, I saw Daddy after the game, and he said that when that happened, his exact quote was, he knocked down six elderly ladies that were surrounding him just to jump up and down. So, I hope they ended up all right, but he was pretty pumped, and so was I.
I was in the east or the west balcony that day on the overhang, and when you jumped in front of that pass and took it to the house, I'm going to be honest with you, I did knock down people in front of me. And your phone in Memorial Stadium doesn't work always, you know, the best. But when you do get reception, I kept looking at my phone going, because every big play the defense would have, people had been around me watching a game. It didn't matter who intercepted or when Levante David or even Sue made a play, I'd yell, "That's Lance Thorell! Hell yeah! Lance!" And everybody, it was always, "Lance Thorell!" When you did that, I knew my phone would be going nuts. And I kept looking at my phone, and I was like, why is nobody texting? Why is nobody calling me? Well, it's a little bit later, and all of a sudden, the cell reception hits it or whatever, but my phone's on vibrate, and it just... it's like 14 text messages, 6 voicemails, 9 missed calls or something stupid because everybody was so excited at that Michigan State game. You remember being down there in Cowboys Stadium when you and LeGate came over?
I do. I remember like it was yesterday. That was a neat stadium. I wish that game would have turned out a little better, but I guess that's the way it goes.
Well, we've already blamed LeGate for it, so, I mean, he's fine with taking the blame for it, but is that...
That's all right.
What was the favorite venue you ever played in, Lance?
I'd have to say probably Oklahoma State. That place was really nice. The most intimidating, I think, was probably Texas A&M. That place was crazy down there, and I don't know, the Big House this year was neat to see, so there's a lot of good places, and, you know, I got to pretty much see the whole country, so a good experience.
Good experience was you got to see Coach Pelini at some times when he was on fire and a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good time or a bad time. I can still smell the big red coming out of his mouth from his you know, chewing gum and spitting on everyone as he screams, but sometimes I was a little too close for that, but.
Lance, we got to get you in here as a co-host one of these days now and fill Big Daddy's chair. I think you're one of the few folks that could actually come in and do that for an hour.
All right, yeah. What are you guys saying? I'll have to run it by my agent, but that might have to work.
Well, it ends in a lot of zeros. I'll let you know that.
Perfect.
Lance, thanks for calling, man.
Hey, thanks for all you guys have done and all the coverage and, you know, the entertainment throughout the year. So I appreciate it. So thanks, guys.
All right, tell your dad I'm not mad at you anymore.
All right, sounds good.
Empty backfield now. Cousins awaits the shotgun snap. He has it. Holds. Over the middle. Pass is intercepted. Lance Thorell. 45, 40. Lance Thorell to the outside. 30-yard line. Knocked out of bounds. Ball rolls out of bounds. And around the 23, Lance Thorell. His first career INT. And the Huskers have the football down at the 23-yard line of Michigan State.
And talking about football, another Husker game. The only time I've been to a Husker game at Iowa State. A very exciting finish where we pick off the fake 2-point conversion and win that football game as well. And the, God, you know, really the only Iowa State fan I know that's been an Iowa State fan their whole life, obviously the Petersons are with Kelsey out there playing volleyball, and anybody that maybe played sports there. But former producer Crazy Chris Parks, who is now in love and happily married, and the world is going good for him, and somehow that started here at UNK, just like it will for our current producer, Jeff Babel, who followed in Chris's tracks at UNK. Now he's producing the show. Now he's engaged, and he's going to be on his way to a life of bliss, and it all started with Daddy. Crazy, what is going on, man?
Not too much. How are you guys doing?
Well, long time no chat. You are just kicking it in Iowa and doing a great job, man.
You know, we don't get to play Nebraska anymore, so I don't get to call and give you crap about that. So I guess it's just kind of a loss for fodder.
Crazy, you know, last year one of the exciting times of the Iowa State football season was a Friday night, I believe, and there was some tragedy going on with the Oklahoma State football. Well, it wasn't the football team. It was a women's basketball program. But you were actually in the stadium for the only loss of the year last year during the regular season to Brandon Whedon when they knocked the Cowboys off. Was that as loud as you ever heard Ames?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. That whole night, there's just something about it. It was one of those kind of electric Friday nights where everybody was really into it, and the game played right into the hands of the crowd too, because there were such moments in the game throughout that kept everybody fired up and going. And yeah, it was definitely a great night. It was a lot of fun.
Do you even remember it? Because I know you were bombed.
I do remember it, actually. I do remember the whole thing. I don't know if my dad quite remembers the end. I thought he was going to give himself a heart attack. The last play when they knew that we were going to score to win the game, he's like, all right, let's go, let's get down there. I'm like, well, we got to score first. This isn't over yet. He gets down there, and it was on the poster this year, they use an image after the game when everybody's on the field from that game last year, and he is in the very front row of people, and that is in the opposite side of the stadium from where we sat at. So he did a dead sprint across the field and beat everybody to the other side.
Crazy Chris Parks, a longtime producer of the Doug and Daddy Show. What's your favorite daddy memory, Crazy?
There's always a lot of good ones, but a couple of them off the top of my head. The first one, just a brief thing, but first time that Daddy ever had to do his own first solo show when I was there.
Oh, boy, and, I thought that was a dandy.
I just remember how nervous he was. He was there, a good couple hours before the show, getting all of his notes in order and asking me all kinds of questions. And I think about 10 seconds into the show, he wanted to take his first commercial break. he did great. And, now he's blossomed to this bright radio. Of course, now he's given that up. But the other memory is, and I guess this is kind of a non-radio memory as well, but it's kind of fun between both Doug and Daddy. The day that I actually graduated at UNK, they had a certain individual on the program that was a little boisterous, I guess you could say, and they went out to lunch with him afterwards, and, I actually took that day off because I had to go graduate, and I called him, tried to catch up with him, hey, guys, can I meet you? I didn't want one of my folks to meet him. They'd never got a chance to meet the guys before, so... We meet up with them. They're out to eat lunch at the Mexican joint, and stop on by. And needless to say, the guy that was with them was just a little bit over the edge with his noontime antics.
He would have been censored on South Park.
So he was quite the character, and it was still a good time. And it's funny. I thought it was funny. We leave, and I'm going, and about 10 minutes later, we're driving down the road, and I didn't realize I missed a call, and I looked at it, and I got on my voicemail, listened to it. It was Daddy. He tried to give me a call just about 10, 15 minutes later after we left. And he goes, Crazy, please tell your parents that we are not like that guy.
Oh, that was, a day that we can, forget, or at least that.
We'd like to forget, but we won't.
Crazy, you were actually here when, of course, I called for the hiring of Bo Pelini, and Tom Osborn listened, went out and found Bo Pelini.
I don't remember that. You remember that, Crazy? I don't remember that.
I don't know if I remember that. It's been a while.
So there's one memory of Doug and Daddy that I have that will go down when I called for the hiring, and then Tom Osborn called me and said, you really think he's a man for the job? We talked for about 2 hours that night, and Crazy Chris doesn't remember it, neither does Duda. Unbelievable. What do you think about the Cyclones this year, Crazy?
I think they'll be fun to watch. Paul Rhodes has done nothing but get his teams better, and they're always good for at least one exciting moment, it seems like, every year so far. So that's been a lot of fun to see. And, of course, it'll be interesting playing a couple of different teams, and TCU and West Virginia coming in to the conference. So I think they'll be a lot of fun to watch. It's going to be another good year, I think, all around with Iowa State Athletics. Basketball's doing well as well.
Hey, buddy, thanks for calling today. I appreciate it.
Yep, it's a pleasure working with you, and, of course, wish you the best in the future. Daddy.
Hey, buddy, I'll be in touch.
Take care, Crazy, and get that damn resume in, would you?
All right.
See you, buddy.
Grant Mahoney to try to tie it up. Snap, and they're going to fake it. They throw it out in the flat. It's intercepted by Nebraska, and the Huskers have won 31-30. So Paul Rhodes gambled, tried to throw a pass out in the flat. Eric Haig knocked it away, and the Huskers have survived in overtime in Ames 31-30.
888-455-ESPN if you'd like to join us today. Russ has fired off to the Dent Popper inbox. Is Daddy still refereeing with me this winter, or is he too good for that now, too? Guess you'll have to discuss it at RFA3 Saturday night at the Viero Event Center.
Looking forward to it, folks. Should be a great show. You look at the lineup, Stevenson and Cochran headline the event. That's the main event. But there are so many other talented people who are going to be fighting and not fighting, but still going to be in attendance. John the Bones Jones, along with the American Psycho Stephen Bonner.
You still going to be reffing, though? You kind of sidestepped the question.
No, I hope to. I'm going to be on the road a little bit more than I have been, and we'll see what happens.
Let's stay at the Dent Popper inbox. Daddy, sorry to hear you're leaving. I always enjoyed talking Adams Central basketball with you and Doug. You both are a great sponsor for high school sports in Central Nebraska, coming from longtime coach Jim LeMaster. Throwing in his
thanks, coaches. Coach.
And we stay on the phone line. Oh, connections all over the place. See, it all seems to tend to drift towards football. And I'll have another highlight here in just a moment because he was in the press box. He says it was shaking. He'd never felt anything like it. And he's a California kid. He's been in California. He's been in Colorado. He's been at Boise State. He's been at UNK. Andy Avalos joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Andy, what's up, man?
How's it going, fellas?
Great to hear from you. What's up?
Hey, just wanted to call in and wish Big Daddy the best. And, dude, keep it rolling. It's been a little while since we talked, but, you know, Croc keeps me in line and what you guys are doing and stuff. And just wanted to call in and say hello.
Andrew, we appreciate the phone call. How's things going on? You're at Boise now. For folks out there that don't know that, of course, Andrew was a defensive coach here at UNK, has since moved on and now got hired on at Boise State, the old alma mater. How are things going there?
It's going good. You know, it's rapid pace, but things are going great. Looking forward to the season coming up here. We'll be here before you know it.
Who's crazier, Coach Peterson, Dan Hawkins?
Coach Pete is about as cool as the other side of the pillow, man. He's a good dude, but they're both great coaches. Love working for both of them.
Are you getting where's your recruiting area at?
Down in Houston.
Nice. Been a hotbed of talent for Boise?
You know it has. In the last couple of years here, we've been able to do pretty well down there. So just trying to keep it rolling. Boise State's got a good brand down there. The coaches, the players, you know they like the university, so that helps out a ton. It's hard to get into Texas in general. But it's going well. It's fun.
Hey, Andy, we've had this discussion, as many sports talk shows have had lately. Now we've got the four-team playoff in the BCS, which Daddy is loving because he hates the BCS. He's got the four-team playoff. How does Boise State feel about it? Do you guys think that helps or hurts?
You know, we'll just have to see how it all plays out. They're still trying to figure out, you know, the criteria and who's going to go into the panel and select and those four teams. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's go out there and put your best foot forward. Just keep doing what we have been doing and let the pieces fall where they may.
At Boise State, though, you guys, I guess you guys maybe in some ways defend the BCS because without the BCS, you probably wouldn't have played in the bowl games. I don't think TCU would have played in the bowl games. I don't think Hawaii would have played in the Sugar Bowl. It has helped some of those smaller teams. The BCS did.
Yes, I would agree with you on that front. I think towards the end, you know, in the latter years of the BCS, it has helped some of the mid-majors, so to speak, get in. And we'll just have to see all that shapes into the new system. At the end of the day, it just comes down to, you know, you got to obviously have quality opponents on your schedule, and you got to be able to do well.
Who do you start first couple with this year?
This year we go out to Michigan State, and then we got a couple home games at home with Miami, Ohio, BYU, and then we go out to Southern Miss.
Yeah, no problem. You know, typical 4-0 start there.
So we got
for the Bronx.
We got our work built up for us.
Hey, Andy Avalos with us. You got a favorite daddy moment you can share?
Oh, there's too many to go back on. I know a lot of them deal with Croc. You know, you get those guys together in the same room, and who knows what's going to happen.
Andy, I appreciate the phone call and the kind words today, buddy. I'll be in touch. I told a lot of people, I ain't going anywhere. Nobody died. Everything's – it's all happy. Thanks for the phone call.
Best of luck, buddy. Wish you the best in your next adventure. And, dude, keep it rolling, man.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon. Good luck this year.
Thank you.
He's one of the great ones, Andy Avalos, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'm expecting an email from H-Man. Some kind of H-Man correspondence. He's never called the show, but he always emailed the show. I would think maybe something from H-Man. And, of course, Andy Avalos, again, we refer to in case you didn't know, he was in the press box in Lincoln for Colorado when this happened.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game.
Ball right on the end. The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on
there.
Its way. And the kick is good. Oh! He bangs it in there. 57 yards out of school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31.
Awesome Husker. Yeah, it's one of those deals that goes down in Husker lore as great moments. I mean, for a lot of people, especially for the younger generation that didn't have the Tommy Frazier, didn't have the run, didn't have the punt return.
Then Colorado got the ball back, and we know about what happens on basically the last play. But this, I kind of forgot this happened in between.
Hawkins raises the leg, gets the snap, sets, throws it down the field, looking down the field, tipped away at the last second. Intended for Patrick Devaney. Knocked away by Lance Terrell. It'll be second and 10.
Oh, yeah!
Huh? What do you think? And then, oh.
Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down. Intercepted at Dominican Sue. Sue to the 20, 15. Hawkins traps him, knocks him. Touchdown, Sue. At Dominican Sue's second touchdown of the year.
Of course, Greg Sharp on all the calls with the Nebraska Radio Network had him on earlier this week on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You know, you listen to the end of that game, Doug. You've been to a lot of Nebraska games. Is that your favorite for the way it finished and just the energy that was in the stadium?
A lot of good ones, Daddy. A lot of good ones.
All I know is when Andy Avalos obviously comes here, and we're good friends with Bob Crocker, the defensive coordinator here, is one of our very good friends. And so, Croc, we go to barbecues, we go to different people's houses and whatever, we're hanging out. We meet Andy, and he says, oh, he was at Colorado. He went to Colorado with Dan Hawkins. He played for Hawk at Boise State and was an all-decade linebacker. Is that what the list?
Yeah.
All-decade linebacker. And he says, I was at Colorado, and right away, you know, everybody's looking at him like, what was it like, you know, being on the other side? And he says, the press box. Now, Nebraska's press box, if you've never been to the press box, the structure of the stadium's old, but the press box is new. And, I mean, when you go to Wisconsin's press box, you're like, is the floor going to hold up in this?
Well, how about the Chiefs' press box?
Oh. There you go.
But the best Andy Avalos moment, I don't think it was the night you met him, but we were over there having a barbecue. And, of course, Daddy, you know, there's the kitchen, there's barbecue, you can't see everything that's going on. And Daddy goes, Andy, where's your smoking hot girlfriend? And she walks around the corner. And, of course, now married. And also, of course, now married since he started this program. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Omaha. He is the star of, well, of course, now he's the number one radio personality in all of Omaha. Matt Schick from the Schick and Nick Show from the days that we started this whole thing deal. He joins us. What's up, Matthew?
Oh, not much. I was surprised I got through. What with all the people, I'm sure, trying to clamor in to find time to wish Daddy a goodbye. I was shocked that the phone lines were available.
Well, we just hung up with Andy Avalos, former Colorado assistant coach. We were rehashing the 2008 Alex Henry and Dominican Sue Colorado-Nebraska game.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, I'm sure that'd be good to talk about. That'd be fun.
Matthew,
you know, funny. You guys were talking about that Wisconsin game. Man, that press box was shaking with when the House of Pain was starting. We're all like, "Daddy, stop moving!"
What?
And so, you know, then he did, and then things settled down. So that was good.
Would you agree, though, of rickety? I mean, a lot of these stadiums are getting older, Matthew. But you look at the Nebraska press box. You've never once thought you're going to fall through the floor in there at Wisconsin. There were several times. When I walked into that bathroom, I said, is this really here? I mean, they have not touched that place since 1908.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like one of those old roller coasters that you think's going to break on that first hill. I mean, it's rickety. It was awful. That was an awful experience, having to walk up to that press box. It took us 2 hours to get up there with all the mayhem. I don't want to talk about the bad times. I want to talk about how Daddy made me feel, which was really, really good.
What, like good as in happy or good as in you're sliding down the rope in gym class?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, you're happy you're on the way down, but you're going to be chasing for months. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of a huge trade-off. But, no, I heard it was your last show, and I just had to call in and remember the good times, you know, and the show was great, you know, when it was 3 days a week.
And Daddy was only on once a week. That
was
in the fall.
Yeah, Daddy was on once a week on the phone making predictions that never came true, losing people fortunes. It was, you know, and it took me, and I didn't understand what Daddy did to a living until I left. You know, I was like, what is he doing? Does he have a job? Or, and people would ask me, and I have no idea. He just shows up at these sporting events. How did he get a credential? I don't know how he got a credential, but he's here. He's covering the team. Is he in the media? No. What does he do? I don't know.
He's a legend.
He's Daddy. What do you want? You know, he's a guy like that. You're not going to ask questions.
He's like Nick Baugh. How the hell did he get into anything?
I mean, yeah, right. You know, so when he applies for a credential, he doesn't list his qualifications. He sends him a picture. And they're like, okay, that's fine.
Don't check the record book. I'm in it.
That's right. Remember those Bertrand or Loomis days? I'm there.
I remember the first time Keith Mann. Who are you?
I'm Tony Davis.
And I was there, and it was inappropriate for you to kick him where you did. You know, it's like, he was asking you a polite question, and I thought you were just out of line. I thought you were completely out of line. But, hey, it worked. You're still going to games.
Matt Schick with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Matt, do you have one or two favorite Daddy moments from the years?
Oh, gosh. One or two favorite Daddy moments. You know, it's funny, because we were at, it was a wedding about 2 years ago, 2 summers ago, and it was the first time my wife met Daddy, and she walked out of that reception going, that guy's funny. That guy is, like, he is hilarious. So he's just busting up the table. Daddy doesn't get enough credit for being a funny guy. You know, I don't go out on a limb and say probably doesn't come across well on the air. You know, unfortunately for Daddy, his best material is when the mics are off, which doesn't translate for the listeners as well. But I remember when Seth Denny had to fill in for me once, or fill in for us, and he was the one hosting the show, and Daddy co-hosted. And Seth told me the story of how Tony wanted Seth to call him Daddy. And Seth said, Tony, I've got 3 kids. I'm not calling anyone Daddy. And that was, it was perfect, you know. But I never, you know, I just learned last week your name was Tony, so it was, you know, it's good. You know, it was fun. I'm surprised, honestly, I'm surprised you lasted this long on the show. You know, you always added that good dose of something. I don't know what, but it was good, and whatever it was. So you guys did good. I'm glad you were able to fill my shoes, that I'm sure that hole is still. It's a giant vacuum. I'm sure everyone remembers how great the Doug and Matt show was, the show that I proposed and got second billing.
Ratings have never been as high as they were that first year.
Yeah. The Arbitron ratings really, it was incredible how they just dovetailed shortly after I left.
As we get to the 4th of July, are you going to have maybe some grilling, any creamy green beans or anything?
Well, maybe. We might be doing that. I've been told that you might be getting another call here in another couple of minutes, which is kind of funny. But
okay. All right.
We might be having some food at a party, but I'm not going to tell you where my address.
There won't be any food left.
Right. I'm not doing that. We want people to want enough to go around. But so I have things. No, I don't really know what to say.
Did you shove Kugler out the door?
Well, I think the writing was on the wall for Kugler, and by writing on the wall, I mean literally on the wall of the studio, I wrote, I will kill you if you don't leave. And so he decided to leave. No, he's doing what he's best at. He's a good talk show host, but he was made to do play-by-play, and he's terrific at it, and he's going to be doing that for the Big Ten Network. And we'll see who they tab as co-host. I think they'll make an announcement soon, and could be some changes, but anyway, it's good for him. Interesting times in the station, to say the least. But long time coming. He's he got a good break, and he's made it happen for himself.
Matt, hey,
I say that all tongue in cheek because I don't like him at all. So.
Well, good luck in your ventures, and hey, thanks for getting this whole ball rolling, and congratulations on all that's going on with you. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah, and I'm really sorry, Kevin's upset from what I hear that Daddy stole his thunder statewide for him leaving the show. And so The timing couldn't have been worse. The timing just was terrible.
It was a headline in the Beacon Observer. Bob Jensen knew about it, made it a headline. I appreciate that, Bob. But, hey, Matt, thanks for the phone call.
Danny, appreciate it. I'll talk to you later. Good luck.
See you, Matt. Matt Schick joining us, Schick and Nick Show in Omaha. And I believe Coach Morris was hanging on. Let's double check and see if Daryl Morris, the head football coach at UNK. We've got more folks that want to be on the Doug and Daddy Show here today. When Daddy finally gets to sit down and relax, he's doing it in that brand new living room from Bruce Furniture, Serta mattress in his bedroom, Lane recliner downstairs in his den when he's in his office. It's all at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. They'll take your old furniture out, do what you will. If it's really nice old furniture, they can give you a value for it and resell it because there is a big market right now for good used furniture. So whether it's used, new, in, out, whatever you want, check them out at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. He is the head football coach of the newest member of the MIAA, ranked 17th in the country by one poll. Daryl Morris joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, guys. How are you? Just calling to notify Daddy that I am going to notify his local draft board that he's now ready for and eligible for service, barring a few physical impairments.
Yeah, several, buddy.
Yeah.
Coach,
hey, I just calling to say I appreciate, you being a Loper fan, number one, once a Loper fan, always a Loper fan, and all the support you've always given us, the coverage and the positive comments and stopping by practice every now and then. It's always been appreciated.
Hey, buddy, I appreciate the phone call today, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm still going to be at Loper Games this fall, and I'm still going to be there when you guys win the MIAA. And
hey,
it may not be this year or next year. I hope it is.
Well, we're working on that. That's what I'm doing right now. So I'll get off the phone, but congratulations and, good luck in the future.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Get off the phone and find us a damn quarterback.
That's what we're working on.
Thanks, Daryl. Daryl Morris. Unbelievable job that they do up at UNK with the football team. How about when Daddy tried the hot dog eating contest and my young children ate more than him? That comes from Lou.
Thanks for the emails. We appreciate them. Yeah.
Bliss Littler wanted to call in, former Tri-City Storm coach, but he had to board a plane. He thought he could squeeze us in right at the top of the show. It wasn't going to happen, but he wants to know, and this is not a shot at the Storm. He's just saying, I don't believe the Storm have won a playoff series since Daddy made a draft pick for us as assistant general manager.
Oh, that was right.
So there could be some folks happy to see you out the door, like Kirk Brooks. Josh Howgie.
There's corks popping as we speak out there. Yes. Did make a draft pick, and we did roll into the playoffs that year. Thanks, Coach. And that hot dog eating contest, I tried that the first year, and I don't know what I ate. It was like 5.5. It was something wasn't that great. I think I spent the next hour and 45 minutes in the bathroom. It was just absolutely one of those things that I would never do again.
This comes from Chuck. He says, hey, Big Daddy. Just a note to say a million thanks for all the support you've given over the years to Pheasants Forever. You always had the right questions to ask, always the praise for our activities, and most of all, the way in which you made a guy feel welcome and not intimidated, which isn't easy, of course, for a big fella such as yourself. As you know, I spent over 30 years as an executive recruiter, alias headhunter, so when people make career changes, nothing surprises me. If you're ready, you're ready. I hope whatever new direction you choose will be the right one for you. Good luck wherever you're going. Hope you don't lose touch with so many of your friends. From our good buddy, Chuck Dummer. And again, Daddy, one more time. I mean, folks have heard that you're leaving, and maybe they don't know what you're doing. As obvious, you don't get paid enough for the couple of hours that you put into this show every day. You can't make a career out of it. I mean, I can't either, but I'm still here. What are you going to be doing?
I have taken a position with Rain and Hail. Is an insurance company that I've worked for a long, long time to be a marketing representative for them for the western half of the state of Nebraska. So
and what does that really mean? People keep asking me. I say, I think he's like Kramer. He keeps falling into these things, and we're not sure. But what are you really going to be doing?
You would travel around and try and make sure the agents that you have that write for your insurance company are happy and keep that same existing business, try and find new business for that insurance crop insurance company. And that's what I do. Hope I'll be on the road a little bit, but still live right here in the great city of Kearney.
More of your emails, more of your phone calls, 888-455-ESPN, as we go into the final half hour or so of Daddy's tenure here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back after this.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
Now at the Home Depot's Red, White, and Blue Savings Event, get the new Hunter Fairhaven Indoor Ceiling Fan with remote control for a special buy of just $99.88. People have looked up to Hunter for over 100 years. Now you can look up to one for under $100. Thanks to Red, White, and Blue Savings on the exclusive Hunter Fairhaven Ceiling Fan, just $99.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and trickle cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop as we head through the day today with a spotty chance for a storm late. Highs reach about 96 with a northeast wind developing at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll head back to a low of 72. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 81.
That song goes out to my good buddy Chet, huge Bon Jovi fan. That's right, Chet Graham. That's for you, buddy. All of our guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at Burger King, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. We've got breakfast daily, 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Lunch on the lighter side. Real fruit smoothies as well. Two locations in Kearney to serve you. 56th Street Avenue and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart. Also 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema. Also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We're going back to the phone lines. Jeff, who we got now?
It's our buddy over at Fauner Park, Steve Anderson.
Hey, Steve-o, thanks for coming on today.
Daddy, is that you? Daddy, please tell us it ain't so, Daddy. Have you changed your mind since we last spoke?
I have not. It's time. I heard Larry Bird. It's time.
Oh, Daddy, in all seriousness, on behalf of staff and management over here at Fauner Park and Grand Island, home base, you know, for the Nebraska Thoroughbred Racing Hall of Fame, Heartland Events Center, and the Nebraska State Fair, we thank you for all of your loyal support and coverage over the years and wish you nothing but the best in the future. And in departing, we remind you in your own words, that mind that bird doesn't belong.
Buddy, thank you. Thank you so much. Let's let mind that bird stay in the Derby. Stay in the Derby. I appreciate the kind words. And thank you so much for not only doing our show, but for me and my friend.
look forward to seeing you down the road, and so many stories to tell, but as I said the other day, so little time to share. Thank you for, again, your support, and I've loved every second of it, being able to sit in Doug's chair.
Steve, I'll be honest with you. I can't wait to see you at the races.
Hey, thank you, guys. Take care.
See you, Steve. Thanks, thanks for the kind words.
Thanks, Steve. See you, buddy. Steve Anderson, Fauner Park, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox here and check out a few more well wishes for the big fella. Tom and Hastings says, the best of luck on your new endeavor. After the 4th, we'll get together for some refreshments.
Hey, thanks, Tom. I plan on it.
I know you like iced tea and stuff. Trent says, is this Anthony Big Daddy Davis you keep talking about, the guy who is going to be drafted number one? Best of luck in New Orleans.
Big night for me. Big night for me.
NBA draft right here on ESPN Radio tonight. Of course, Anthony Davis will be picked number one.
Different. He's long, like a sixth cousin. We're related, but
let's say with the Dent Popper inbox, Adam in Holdridge, only a day as momentous as this can bring me out of my hiatus. I've been a loyal listener since the start of this show, and I can honestly say, without a doubt in my mind, you are the second best co-host this show has ever had. So you've got that going for you. But in all seriousness, thanks for all you've done. I will miss the sound of drool dripping on the mic when Daddy does live Troutman's reads. How about a peanut butter jelly time for old time's sake?
Tell you
Royals
what,
coming off a sweep, baby.
Three in a row. You lose three to the St. Louis Cardinals, then you get three from the Devil Rays. Now is time, right before the All-Star break, you start with the Twins. Team that's won 30 games this year. You take care of business versus the Twins. Get yourself, you're within four or five of 500. What a great deal that would be to take some momentum into the All-Star break, get rejuvenated, and come out swinging the bats after it.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah, way yeah, way yeah, way yeah. Now there you go, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly. Do the peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Ah, there you go, folks. There you go.
There's your peanut butter jelly time. Doug,
just
actually.
For you, Adam.
How about those ideas?
How about this one from Howard? Big Daddy's got 10 minutes to spill something and burn up some expensive equipment. Take care, Big Daddy.
Yeah, this deal kind of came on kind of sudden, so the bet will have to be null and void.
Let's go to the phone lines. He was with you earlier on the show this week. He's been a longtime supporter, and, of course, now he's got into the racket of being a co-host on Sports Talk Radio at the Ticket 93.7 in Lincoln. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, number one Husker beat writer. Sip, hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, it is a racket. It's a racket, and I'm surprised that Daddy's getting out of it.
Well, you're seeing how lucrative the deal is. You must have a different racket than we're playing with here.
I can't decide which is bigger, Coogler leaving that show or the Daddy leaving.
Well, we know
a raging debate.
We know which one's bigger.
Yeah, there's no doubt who's bigger. Sip,
what's a bigger story? I don't know. What's a bigger story?
What's your favorite Big Daddy moment? Because I think you probably have a bunch of them out there. You got one or two you can share with us?
They're not moments. They're just those big bear hugs. You know? You feel like you're being engulfed by a bear.
Daddy, you got a Sip story? Because one of my favorite Sip stories is when he used to, you know, on his, instead of really a lunch break, he'd just walk across the street, take a nap in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah, he hangs out there by the waterfall in Embassy Suites sometimes, kind of hides out there in the corner. I love that about Sip. I love that about Sip on Sunday mornings. You know, I brought it up the other day when I talked to you, Sip, about, you know, when Coach Pelini would call you and kind of chew you out because you had Auburn ranked too high or too low. I always get a kick out of those stories because you're trying to do your best and put together the top 25 there, and you're getting yelled at it from all sides. And I thought those were great, Sip.
Yeah, it's always funny when he approaches you and his first words are, "Sipple, you're a moron." Usually preceded by vulgarity.
Oh, Sip.
But yeah, we'll miss you. we'll really, but I will see you around. You're not going to New Zealand. I mean, we'll see you around.
No, buddy, I'm going to be just fine, buddy. But I appreciate the kind words. I appreciate you calling us today.
God bless you. Take care, guys.
Take care, Sip. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, the ticket 93.7. More rolling in. This comes from John in Omaha, also on a flight this morning. Wants to wish you the best of luck. One of the guys that we've obviously worked at the Kearney Country Club Pro there. Oh. Went on to the Cox Classic. JP wants to give you a thumbs up. Say good job and all that jazz. Delusional Husker fan, as only delusional Husker fan can say, who in the world are they going to find that's going to take all of Duda's crap? Thanks, Jim in Grand Island.
That's a great point. Thanks, Delusional. Delusional's been one of those guys all during the fall. About August 1st, those emails start rolling in once or twice a week, and we appreciate them. Always great to hear. Get phone calls, receive the emails. That's a lot of fun of doing this show, and I've had a great time doing it for the period of time we've done it.
And, of course, there's only one way to have Daddy's final show go, and that's long. Bob Hamer says, Daddy, I wanted to call, but was afraid I'd break down on the air. One of my favorite Daddy moments was when he was doing a commercial for the chicken coop. He was running down some of the items on the menu and then said, for the lighter appetites, there's the chicken tender hoagie. I sometimes get two of those. From the entire independent sports staff, good luck to the big fella, Big Daddy.
13 flavors. All of our wings.
It's burger night.
Burger night. Totally jacked. Mushroom burger.
Balls of cheese. Give me some fries.
There's some pub pickles and a Bloody Mary. Why not a chicken coop?
Let's go to Grand Island. Mike is standing by. Mike from Grand Island joining us on the Bruce Furniture Fan Line. Mike, what's up?
Well, first off, I want to, wish Big Daddy a farewell there. Since you like to use on the mic that you guys use for the fan line, I'll throw my hat in there to replace them. Good luck. I'm curious. I am going to ask the question here. Is the real reason you're leaving because Doug's ego is starting to get a little bit too big and you're finding some hard time to breathe? And I'll just hang up and listen to your comments, guys. Good luck.
Thanks, Mike. A goodbye and a well wish and a jab at me. That's a perfect phone call almost.
Yesterday, this is kind of funny because this was yesterday morning. Me and a guy I work with were out adjusting some crop insurance. We're over north of Loomis. And Greg Shea, our friend from the event center, he said some nice things and about stepping away from the radio. And my buddy picked up my phone, knew Greg Shea a little bit, and said, yeah, Duda wanted to go another direction. So immediately the phone rings, and it was like, no, there's no animosity. There's no, none of that. That is false. I would love to take Doug's abuse.
Well, that'd have been Husker
much,
one.
Much, much longer. That would have been Husker 1.
Yeah, imagine that. A friend from the Panther Dome has chimed in. Lauren says, western half of the state, which is where you say you'll be, conveniently where all the fishing lakes are. Long road hours, my ass.
Thanks. Thanks, Lauren, for the nice words.
On our Facebook, Dave says, we'll miss you, Daddy. Thanks for all the great shows and your deep, thoughtful insights to everything. Will you ever come back as a celebrity or guest host of The Doug Show?
You know what? I'm going to be around. I hope to have an opportunity. Like I said, when we get this football deal cranked up, that's just been an awesome opportunity because for 1 hour a day, you just get to talk because people are interested in it, you're interested in it, and everybody loves college and pro football. That's my favorite part about the whole deal. And one more week, it all starts.
Yeah, our trip to Chicago is on the way. Maybe book that one of these days. We're going to try and get out there. And, of course, we are not going to try. We are going to be there again, getting you ready for football season. More great guests, our 12 teams in 12 days, and all of that coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram of Kearney. If they can take care of Daddy, they can take care of you. The big fella can get anywhere he wants to go in one of their fine new or pre-owned vehicles, and they'll do it for you. They know that you have high expectations, and they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those expectations each and every time. Let them demonstrate their dedication and excellence to you. In the event you don't see a specific vehicle, click on their online car finder, complete the form. They'll gladly tell you when an identical automobile arrives. If you'd like to see a vehicle in person, click on dealership directions for step-by-step driving instructions to the lot if you're from out of town. Of course, if you're in Kearney, South 2nd Avenue is the place to be. Check them out at thinkmidway.com, their Facebook page, thinkmidway.com. It is the place to be. The Midway Auto Dealership, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. One, Daddy, if of all the moments, of all the moments on the Doug and Daddy show that you can think of, and there's always a couple that pop right into my head, what would probably be one of the funniest and one of the greatest moments on the show? Maybe the funniest moment.
It has to be the day before Thanksgiving.
What's so special about that?
It had to be when our friend Bill Callahan...
When he was coach, a frequent caller to the show. Even when he wasn't, he called in a couple of times when he went to the Jets. Now he's with the Cowboys.
If you say one of those moments that you have, you know, twice, three times a year, whether you're with your buddies or whether you're with your family, and something just happens just off the blue, where you cannot, it's just like, screw it. You can't get it under control, and you're just wheezing laughing so hard. It had to be that day.
Well, it has been a long time since Bill Callahan has been with us on the show, but because it is your final show, Daddy, we have been able to effort the one, the only Billy C in a rare return and a golden return to the Doug and Daddy show. Coach, what is going on? Thanks for the call.
It's good to be with both you guys. And it's been a long time, a long duration of time, you know, since I last was on your radio program. And I just wanted to say that, Duty, he's a good guy. He's a good friend, good guy. And let me just say that I think I know a thing or two about kind of playing out the string and the public kind of hoping that last show or last game will just get over with so we can get on with our lives.
Well, Coach, you're keeping pretty busy, and now you are going to help bring a Super Bowl championship to Dallas, which, of course, is Daddy's favorite team since he was a wee tot, even before he was big.
Yeah, I'd like to say that that's why I took the job, but that'd be a lie.
And you've never done that.
Oh, that would be inaccurate. Yeah, I would never lie. I would never tell a mistruth about things like that. But, I'm a good football coach. I'm a good football guy. And I know the game of football. And, the bottom line, the bottom issue is this. You know, Tony Romo, he needed help. And, though they call on me. Now, while I may not be quarterback coach, per se, but you can be assured, you can ascertain that my fingerprints will be all over this football team. And, I'm going to put up a rock as we go out of the tunnel. And, because if you look at the missing pieces of this football organization, this football program, they don't have any large boulder that you can touch as you go out on the football field. And that'll be a new tradition I'm going to start. And then once Tony Romo starts playing really, really well, starts playing to his potential, you can connect the dots on why that's happening. That system, that's coaching. And we saw it with Joey Gans, and we'll see it with Tony Romo.
Coach, obviously we had some great moments. The day before Thanksgiving is always the one. How many towns in western Nebraska do you still hold dear to your heart?
Oh, I just love, towns in western Nebraska. I remember that stupid, that great tour that Steve Peterson had us do. Yeah, well, we landed in many central and western Nebraska towns. And it was good to meet all those people, and out there in western and central Nebraska, towns like Coombridge and Limas and Bertrand, and Axtell, and all those great towns like Kearney and Minden, and just the ones that really stick near and dear to my heart, like Lexington. Those are good football towns. Those are good football places. course, and I remember those dearly, and I sure as hell will never be back.
Billy C. joining us here on Big Daddy's Last Day, and of course, Billy C., I'm going to be losing a dear friend to me, at least on a daily working basis. I know that happened to you when you lost Kevin Cosgrove. Do you guys still stay intact? Will I have any chance of ever continuing my friendship with Daddy? I mean, you would be able to fill me in on that.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate you asking that question there, Dan. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, your friendship will be dependent on not necessarily how interested you are in having a friendship, but whether or not you have social media. And, you know, for instance, I have not spoken to Kevin Cosgrove. You know, Cos and Elmo, I have not talked to since we departed, you know, since they left the football program. But to my credit, when Cos submitted his Facebook friend request, you know, on Bookface, you know, I did not click reject. I clicked ignore. And in fact, it was in queue for many, many weeks. And so, you know, I am ignoring, but it's there, and I could choose to become friends with him. So I would believe that as a football fan of a football team that you guys both share with Nebraska football, which undoubtedly has suffered greatly since my departure, that you guys could connect on Facebook and still be friends in the best of both worlds. You can connect there, type each other's statuses on each other's walls, you know, on each other's borders, edifices, and, you know, once you do that, you can do that. You never have to talk to that person, and that's really what the best friendships are all about.
I hear you, Coach. I hear you. Coach Billy C. with us on Daddy's Last Day on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I know you got to get busy, wrestling a critter down there in Dallas and getting a rare steak on the grill and then getting off to some sort of practice. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, I just, you know, I've always felt that I had a kinship with Daddy, you know, and because I had a daddy. And, you know, that was one of the big things that we had in common is he was daddy and I had a daddy. But, you know, I always found that he reminded me a lot of John Blake. And, you know, not necessarily with, you know, the body build or anything like those. You know, I wouldn't go down that road. But, you know, they both committed violations. And, you know, you know, John Blake, of course, did some inappropriate things, and you know, but the only NCAA violation that he tried to commit was trying to play the game of football, and you know, that was unfortunate. That was something he probably shouldn't have done. But yeah, you know, Daddy, you're near and dear to my football heart for this football coach. And we wish you nothing but the football best. And if you're ever in the big Texas, you know, the big state, you know, watching America's team, just remember, I don't care.
Billy, you have been a great friend of the program. Hopefully we can talk to you again sometime or not.
Yeah, I would imagine this is the inappropriate time to tell you that I'm taking over for Daddy.
Oh, thank God. You got Billy C. and Doug Show, or just the Billy C. Show, and I'm out the door. Coach, thanks as always. Enjoy your summer.
Thanks so much, guys. You enjoy the game of football, and you guys have a great football summer.
Take care, buddy. See Billy C. joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, it's our last poll question. Where should theoretical college football playoff games be played? Home fields are the highest seeds, neutral sites, bowl sites?
Neutral sites.
I like neutral sites as well. You can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can join Facebook with the Doug and Daddy Show, where you can listen to the podcast. Anything you want to do with ESPN Radio, it's right there at ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday's poll is a four-team playoff, the right move for college football. 75% said yes, no doubt about it. Folks, check it out. And don't forget, we're giving away these RFA3 tickets. All you have to do is text HIVGI to our 90210 number. Get that 90210 number in there because that's going to be your winning number and will be for a long, long time. Text HIVGI to 90210 to have a chance to win tickets for this Saturday's RFA3 fights. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
Cheeto's Hotline. This is Chester.
Hi. I'm having some Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and my fingers are burning.
Just wipe them on the drapes.
Now the drapes are on fire.
Not my department. You'll have to call the drapes on fire hotline about that. Ta-ta.
Take a Cheetos break with Cheetos.
Pick up a bag of Cheetos today at a store near you.
This summer, enjoy a cool breeze with decorative Hunter ceiling fans, now 20% off at Lowe's. With a wide variety of in-store fans to choose from, you'll be sure to find one that's perfect for your home. And right now at Lowe's, you can take advantage of 10% off all major appliances $299 or more, plus get free next-day delivery and haul-away. There's never been a better time to find everything you need at Lowe's to improve your home inside and out this summer. Lowe's never stop improving. Ceiling fan offer valid through July 8th. Special order models are excluded. Appliance offer valid through July 2nd. See store for details.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
This summer's biggest blockbuster isn't at the movie theater. It's the Cornhusker State Games, opening July 20th. Cornhusker State Games participants will enjoy the red carpet treatment with more than 65 sports rated for all ages, an epic opening ceremony, and a free shirt, yearbook, and meal pass. Part action, part drama, and 100% fun. It's the Cornhusker State Games, a family-friendly event that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Register at cornhuskerstategames.com.
As some sunshine continues through the afternoon hours, a spotty chance for a shower storm develops. Otherwise, high temperatures stay in the mid-90s with northeast winds 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 72. I'm Paul Tremblay. Right now, it's 82.
Lumpy, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. He
calls into the show quite often. We didn't hear from Fast Willie today either, so to hell with him. Lumpy, your best friend, did want to call today, and he says his favorite moment from the show is when he kicked our asses in pigskin pics.
It's been 4 years, Lumpy. It's 4 years ago.
Let it go. Let it go. Well, Daddy, we're about ready to get on out of here. We'll let you put your thoughts together here. We like to do
both of them.
Yeah, we like to do tributes around the Doug and Daddy show, and we thank all those that called. And if you still call here the next couple minutes, we'll get you on with your final thoughts to Big Daddy. But I asked you. I said, Kid Rock, that's your favorite. Is it your favorite? Is he number one or is he number two?
Neil Diamond always. And I'm not a big, you know what, when music, Doug played records, knows when he hears a song, oh, that sticks. You know, that's Bob. I mean, you just name it.
And you, as in most categories, know nothing.
Yes, I'm very, very limited. I don't know the difference between Led Zeppelin and Depeche Mode.
But you will dance.
With you. I have danced before, usually.
So, ladies and
there's
gentlemen,
cocktails involved.
Here it is, our best tribute we could do. Well, I mean, it's not the best, but I didn't have very much time. Here's to you, Daddy.
Look it up for us, because we don't have a clue. Old white guys don't get it. I mean, if there's a train wreck, you look at it, right? Just say, we just whack these two things because they look cool.
Where it began.
What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat.
I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong.
Did the dog eat your homework?
Wasn't the spring.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
And spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
If a monkey flies out of my butt at any minute, too.
Hand. Touching hand.
We got trouble here, folks.
Reaching out. Touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline.
Hip hooray, hip hooray.
I've never seen so good.
Well,
Wisconsin, you suck.
Now, it's Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for, Big Daddy, before we do the picks?
Actually, you know, I found three things that I am very thankful for. One is I don't have to endure the cost for anger management for the Indiana Pacers basketball team.
That's good. That's good. Always good.
That the two games on Thanksgiving, Indy at Detroit and Chicago on Dallas, will allow Daddy to take a long winter's nap after I stuff my gullet. How can
I
hurt
when holding? I got a row of lettuce, I got two rows of onions, which look great, and then my four rows of potatoes, very nice feet. I had never stared at your feet before, but I did. I'm very metrosexual. I'm beyond embarrassing. Touching me, touching you. Let's have a dance recital. Let's put it on. I don't know, the first Sunday in, say, February. What time? 5:30, okay? Yeah, there's nothing going on. Oh, that's right. It's a freaking Super Bowl.
I wanted to let you know I'm getting shirts made up. It says I'm a Daddy fan. I've been on him all day, and he is golden.
I love Fauner Park.
It's going to be those two as they head to the wire, six ahead. They're six ahead, except for the horse that lost the rider, Pillar Star.
Why would you be that miserable a person? The fresh mown hay, you know it's fragrant. It's a scene that I can see when I dream about the moonlight of the Wabash in my Indiana home. That's something like that. There's a lot of sycamores, Wabashing, freshly mown hay, stuff like that. You can't miss me. So don't act like you don't see me. We're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going to California. Yeah! Oh, I can't believe it ended like that.
Oh, and there it is, the end of Daddy on the Doug and Daddy Show. So, is that it? Can we get out of here? Because I don't really want to say anything more than that. No, I'm just kidding, because I'm sure Daddy has so many things that he wants to say, you know, on this momentous occasion. I will let you have the floor, because there were so many times I just sat back and let you speak your mind and didn't say anything or interrupt or give you any crap. So I will let you have the floor, Big Tony Davis, Daddy, the untough one.
Well, yeah, I am the untough one. I try and be strong. You know what? For 6 or 7 years, I had an opportunity to talk for an hour every day, which was awesome that Craig Ecker and Dave Oldfather, Doug Duda, and the several, three, four producers we had allowed me to do that. I'm very, very thankful.
Our first producer.
What was his name?
It was Rob, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. The guy smoked a lot of weed. I'm talking an immense amount of weed. That was awesome, by the way, too. You know what? I met a lot of great people through this deal, and I think, in the big scheme of things, that's what it's really all about. I'm changing teams. No, not that team.
I was going to say, wait.
No,
I'm not
going.
Another big announcement from Daddy.
No, there'll be no closet coming out of today. I'm moving from one great team to another great team. I'm thankful for the opportunity to do that, and as we transition, I want to say thank you for the opportunity that I've got to co-host. And you know what? It's one of those deals. Not every day do you get to spend an hour on the radio or doing anything else and go back and forth, have some banter with one of my best friends in Doug Duda.
Daddy, thanks for that. And it's been a joy every day that we do this show, even sometimes when we yell at each other and mean it.
Merritt's over there shaking his head. Merritt was here. I don't know how long the last blow up was, but me and Doug kind of got into it one day.
Well, sometimes the producers don't know when we're just messing with them. Yeah, and when they're real, because sometimes they're real.
Merritt remembers one that was real. there was no mistake about that.
They can't find a hole to crawl into quick enough, but it has been fun, and I hope the show continues to be fun with the co-hosts that we will be rotating through over the next month to who knows how long until we make the official decision on who the next co-host of the Doug and Daddy Show will be. But looking forward, I mean, without Daddy, this show would not have went to the places it went met some of the people at Met, the connections you have, the connections you made, just the jocularity that you bring to the show, the jolliness, the happiness, pretty much always in a good mood. And I'll tell you what, well, I'll tell you this, 99%, I don't know if there's 1% of the people that are in a better mood than you every day when things get rolling along on this show. And so that balances me out most of the time. And so obviously grateful for that. No matter how long I ramble on or what I say here, it's not going to come out perfectly. And I sure didn't want to write any script for this because that's what some people do.
We never have.
Yeah, why start on this last show when we haven't before? But from the first day you came on, nervous, making your football picks and having fun with that, to accepting the challenge of a full-time role when this wasn't your field at all, even though you love sports. I appreciate that. It's obvious that in so many facets of the show, you have not improved since day one. But there were so many other places where you are a million billion times better and made this show what it is. And I know that there are a lot of listeners out there that are going to miss you. And to the listeners out there, I hope you hang with us. I know there's a lot of folks that listen to the show for Daddy. And we'll wrestle him around once in a while. And, you know, in the back of my mind, folks out there, we're not changing the name of the show. You know, Monday it's going to be Doug and Daddy. And it's going to stay Doug and Daddy for a long, long time. And basically that's because we're pretty sure, and by we, most of your close friends, pretty sure this will be an immense failure, and then you will return and be our co-host. So, you know, we're all pulling for
you. That's great. I appreciate the confidence level I've got in my good friends.
Just like in that August day 4 years ago, we're still pulling for you, big fella. And we know that all the people that you're going to get to work with, they already, the folks you work with, in the insurance. That's why the farmers get along with you so well. That's why the agents get along with you so well. And the new people you'll meet throughout Western Nebraska, you'll become friends with and take care of the folks. So the door is always open, big fella. Thanks for everything you've done for the show. And hopefully I'll see you around once in a while.
Well, yeah, I will be around. I will be around aplenty. And Jeff and Merritt are standing by. Thank you, guys. You made it a lot easier because the behind-the-scenes stuff, a lot does go on. And Riz, I know you're in tears.
Yeah.
Thank you for the kind words. It goes back to, can we get Ronaldo Lopez to close things out? Can we look up YouTube and get Ronaldo Lopez?
I am your brother.
You are my brother. Can we effort that? I think that would be a fitting way to go off the Doug and Daddy show today because...
Yeah, because it sucks.
Well, it's one of those moments that happened when this little man stepped foot and... On American Idol, and he became an overnight sensation, and I think it's one of the great things. And I'm not an American Idol fan. I'm more
that
of a
you
fan.
Remember that name, flabbergasted. You don't know Sticks,
but you know this guy. It is unbelievable. Okay, Daddy, it's your show. If this is how you want to go out, I don't know if we're going to get it to work here on such quick notice.
I don't know what you're going to sing right now.
My own original composition, We're Brothers Forever.
What's it called?
We're Brothers Forever.
I am your brother, your best friend forever. Singing the songs, the music that you love.
Oh, no.
We're brothers till the end of time. Together forever till the end of time.
Sorry.
Continue.
Folks, thanks to everybody that called in, emailed, Facebook, and part of the Doug and Daddy Show today and forever. Tomorrow, we're going to put some Daddy in it. It's going to be the best of the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll throw some of our top interviews over the past few months and put those on there for you. We're back, and I don't know if we're going to be better, but we're going to be back on Monday with another Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, thanks so much.
Well, folks, have a happy 4th of July, and stop up. I'll be around. Buy some fireworks. Complete Nutrition. I got to get one last plug in. Folks, some great stuff, great products from Brothers, from Winda, from Red Rhino, from World Class. We got it all for you. Complete Nutrition. Stop up and see us. Stay cool. Stay classy. I'll see you later. I'm out.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.